So educational challenges and opportunities. Just to re-emphasise, surgery will remain the mainstay of solid tumour treatment for many years to come. Don't believe what you hear about that magical, therapeutic, targeted bullet, because it's a long way off yet. Surgery is highly targeted. However, we do need to think a little more cleverly on how we're going to incorporate technological advances into our training programmes, and by that I mean no scalpel surgery, because we're moving into the era of minimally invasive surgery, and we need to be very aware of that. We need to focus on refining oncoplastic approaches to treatment. We need to increase our educational collaboration with plastics, particularly in areas of generic training, because I think there's going to be a natural merging of the two in the future. I think that's almost inevitable. And also, we've got to engage with Europe and the rest of the world in defining training standards and training programmes and developing a more collaborative approach with Europe and the rest of the world. And so it's very encouraging to see that memorandum of understanding with Australasia. Revalidation, and of course, brings up the spectre of remedial training. We have to decide how we're going to tackle that. And of course, another very big issue is going to be how we upskill those who missed out on oncoplastic training.